Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go for another Saturday afternoon on Your Voice Counts. I certainly want to thank you very much for joining in on this lively debate we're going to have today. And I got a very, very special guest coming on, and we'll get to our guest in a little bit. Of course, I have to do business before that. So, guest, if you can hear me, just hang on, and we'll get to you just as soon as we can. First, I want to thank RBN. There's no doubt about it. RBN is the greatest radio station, in my view, on the planet. You know, real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can handle the truth. And the truth is what we seek here, folks, and have been seeking. I also want to thank Republic Broadcasting for putting their 2 cents worth on my Facebook about what they thought was going on with Honor Vet and Mrs. Cindy McCain, wife of the Senator John McCain, and the son of the man, John S. McCain, Jr., admiral that provided and abided by the cover-up on the USS Liberty, where 34 of my shipmates were slaughtered. 174 others were wounded, including myself, in this two-hour premeditated attack that lasted as long as an attack on Pearl Harbor. I want to also thank a very special person in Texas there that is taking care of the boards there, Mike. Thank you, Mike, for doing such a great job. He's a good producer, and he keeps on top of things. I just certainly appreciate all your efforts there. I know it's not an easy job, but I really appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. I want to give out a few tiny URLs. I really want to do this because they are important. And please, folks, these are important. If you want to learn all you can learn about the USS Liberty, go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's my good friend, former shipmate John Gadusko's site. He's got the best site on the USS Liberty that anybody I've known, bar none, including Jim Ennis's. Also, I want to remind people to go to tinyurl.com/AFP, that's American Free Press, just AFP, USS Liberty, for the latest news on what's going on with the United States Naval Institute, and I'll get into that in just a minute. But also, ushijack.com. ushijack.com's got many, many interesting articles, and it keeps you up to date with what's going on in the world on a daily basis. James Morris keeps his site up. This is his baby, and he keeps it up very well. And I appreciate that, James, very much. And also, folks, don't forget Michael Collins Piper book. His new book out, and you can get it, Confessions of Anti-Semite. Confessions of Anti-Semite. That's Michael Collins Piper on RBN. It's a wonderful book, and kudos to Michael. He's a great man, my hero. I've always respected Mike. He's always come to my aid when I needed him, just like the rest of folks I talked about. Thank you, Kat. We're going to go to the break, folks. And remember, support your sponsors on RBN. That's what keeps us going. We'll be right back. Thank you, RBN. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. Bye-bye. I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with Your Voice Counts. Your host, Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, June 8, 1967. I want to remind everybody the reason I do this show is for justice, the truth, and the honor and respect and dignity of my fallen mates. I'll never forget them. They died and I lived. Why, I don't know. I guess it was in God's hands. I'm sure it was, but I appreciate his blessings, and I appreciate this Easter coming up, and I wish you all a very, very happy Easter. I hope we have many, many more before we go to war again. It seems like that is coming soon. So I guess I have to say is what I need to say is again, thank my wife, Lisa, you know, for 30 years or over, she's been putting up with me on this show, and not this show, but just being married to me. But it's hard on her. She'd have married me if she'd have known I was aboard the Liberty. But anyway, thank you, Lisa, for sticking by me. Then we have, again, Ron Kugel, James Morrison, especially Kat, you know, does our songs and gets all these great guests, James Morris, Ron Kugel, and I just really appreciate it, all you guys. You're just fantastic, and it means a lot to me that you guys are so involved in this, and everybody that listens to this show and gives us input, it just brings a great deal of fresh blood into the mix, because we need it, because we're all getting older. We're all getting older, and we're going to die off here pretty quick. Next 20 years, we'll all be gone, no doubt about it. But you guys won't. So I just pray you keep the victory march on. And one of these days, the truth is going to come out about the cold-blooded murder that Israel put upon our USS Liberty, our good ship USS Liberty, all with the help of LBJ and our government. And to this very day, they're still covering up. They covered up 45 years ago, and they're still covering up right now. And they're also covering up for several other wars that we're into, all for the sake of Israel, in my view. We went into the Iraq war, on a lie from the President of the United States, He got in front of the cameras and just swore, you know, they had weapons of mass destruction. So did Colin Powell, one of my heroes. Not anymore. He got up there and lied through his teeth. They lied. They lied like rugs, just like they're doing right now to try to get us in a war with Iran. Vis-a-vis Israel. They're foaming at the bit to get us in the war because they can't do it themselves. Maybe they can if they drop a nuke on them. Maybe they can, but then they got to deal with Russia and China. So, Israel, if that's what you plan on doing, don't try to bring the United States into your wars. We're done fighting wars for you. No more wars for Israel, that's what I say. No more wars for Israel. But we're fighting two right now. Well, we just got out of one in Iraq, but look what we left behind. Look what we left behind. And look at the mess we're in Afghanistan. That's what my guest is going to talk about Afghanistan here in just a second. But first of all, I want to go into a letter I got from a friend of mine, Barto Van Ness III, and this was directed toward the United States Naval Institute. And this is a very prestigious organization that is supposed to take care of, you know, their people, the United States people, the United States Naval Institute, the people who served in the Navy and their extended family and so on. But this is a letter that Barton Van Ness got from Deer Island, Maryland, from the United States Naval Institute about my book, What I Saw That Day. And by the way, if you want to get my book, you're more than welcome to. And I'll give you the number out a little bit later, but I want to get into this letter here. It says, Dear Mr. Van Ness, now this was dated January 24th, 2012. We extend our most sincere apologies for not coming to the decision on your review of what I saw that day in a timely manner. It appears that your submission fell through the cracks. Fell through the cracks. Well, this is the two or three times it fell through the cracks at the U.S. Naval Institute. Unfortunately, we are unable to use the peace. And the reason they're unable to use the peace is because Israel is involved in it. If Israel wasn't involved, it'd be fine. It'd be just fine. Now, the USS Pueblo is recognized by the Naval Institute, as they well should be, heroes in my eyes, each and every man, each and every man. But not the USS Liberty because of one entity. The cover-up from 1967 to now, for all the Congresses and all the presidents, including our present president. Now, Vice Admiral Peter H. Daley, USN retired, he is the CEO of the U.S. Naval Institute, folks. Write this down. Vice Admiral Peter H. Daley, D-A-L-E-Y, CEO, U.S. Naval Institute, 291 Wood Road, Annapolis, Maryland, 21402, excuse me. And asking why the USS Liberty is not relevant in the annals of history. One of the most decorated ships in the annals of U.S. Navy history. And one of the most damaged ships by a foreign country in an act of war on the United States. And they will not even breathe a word about it. Folks, two-thirds of the crew were either dead or wounded. Two-thirds of the crew out of 294, that's a lot of casualties. So remember about this guy, Vice Admiral Peter H. Daley, writing, please. It's very important you do. And one more thing before we get to my guest. I wanted to thank Lee Whitneman by going on air day before yesterday, or maybe it was yesterday, and calling it like it was. Her opponents were Israeli or AIPAC whores for supporting the Zionist agenda and the neocon agenda. Thank you, Lee Whitman. I believe it's go to leewhitman.com. You can get a hold of her and donate to her. So now that the business is taken pretty well care of, I want to go to my guest. Bryce, are you on the line?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, Bryce, for coming online. I appreciate it very much. Bryce, I know you're a a person who went in the United States Army at a young man. What encouraged you to join the Army at a time of war?
Well, I wanted to serve my country. I wanted to do something good, and I also wanted to make myself feel better and hopefully help eradicate, who had attacked the U.S.
Okay, now, we know that the Iraq war was a war that was a lie, that was brought on by hysteria because of 9-1-1. And, of course, the red, white, blue, and all of us came out. And the people joined in droves when the towers got hit to get the people that did it as well they should. As well they should. And they got that person. But we'll talk about that later. So Afghanistan came after, you joined after the Iraq war, no doubt. But I know you were in the 10th Mountain Division, and then you went into, I believe, Korea for a year or so, then ended back up to Fort Drum and stayed there, and then went over to Afghanistan to fight in that war. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now, what were your feelings about going to war in Afghanistan? Were you thrilled? Were you happy? Were you ready to go?
Well, my initial feelings were that I originally wanted to go to Iraq because that's where all the hype in the media was focusing. All their media attention was on Iraq, and so I was a little upset that I didn't go to Iraq. I was like, well, you can go to Afghanistan. There's really not much going on there. Was my initial feeling, and then when I got there, I was, immediately reminded that this is still an active war zone, and that there is a lot of things happening over there.
Okay, Bryce, I don't need to go into exactly what your MOS was, what you did, but I do know that you. You stood a lot of you went on a lot of missions, and you kicked in a lot of doors. And let's start there. When you first got there, did you get an initiation type of thing? Did you get right on the front lines? How did that work for you?
Well, when I initially landed, I landed in Bagram, Afghanistan, in the airfield. It was on Christmas Eve, 2008. My first encounter in Afghanistan was the first 15 minutes. We stood on the flight line getting ready to, in process into the base. And actually my first encounter there was a, fallen soldier. We stood on the, flight line and saluted his body wrapped in a, American flag as he drove by. That was my first 10 minutes in the country. But we were there for about 30 days collecting our equipment and our ammo and our weapons and making sure everything was good. We had a lot of downtime when we first got there because I was on a big base. I mean, there was really not a whole lot going on. It didn't start getting crazy until we moved further south. I was in the Logar province about an hour south.
Hang on, Bryce. We got a break here, and then we'll come back in just a few minutes, and we'll go on the other side. Folks, remember to support your great sponsors at RBN. Thank you, Bryce. We'll see you in just a minute. Hang on, folks. It's going to be a great show. God bless you.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, urban foxholes, wholesale batteries, common sense economics, MacGyver 101, beekeeping 101, shortwave and ham radios, survival gardening, buy your first farm, over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopping. $1 day and 15 $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on the greatest radio station, in my view, in this country or any other country. Real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can handle the truth. And folks, if you want the truth, you got to listen to the great host and the people that call in and their guests, because you're going to find them on RBN. Bryce, when we left off, here you are, a young soldier that ended up in Afghanistan at Bagram Air Force Base. You stayed there for a little bit, what, a month in indoctrination. And I believe you said that you went out of country, or excuse me, not out of country, but out of Bagram. Where did you go from there?
Well, I headed south with my unit to a little place called Star Province. And
what was that again, Bryce? I didn't quite get it.
It was Fob Shank.
Okay, go ahead.
And when we got down there, it was just a little outpost. There was only maybe 6 or 7 tents. You know, there's all the barriers weren't put up. You know, there was, the chow was terrible. Just the living conditions was terrible. There was no way to call home. There was no way to contact family at first. And, you know, the morale was low because we left a really cushy air base, but, you know, that was our, you know, our job. But we got there and it was just immediately just nonstop action from there.
Okay, now, when you say nonstop action, I take that to mean that you were pulling a lot of duty, going on missions and doing things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a combination, you know, duty, missions, but mainly, I mean, just the enemy, you know, the rocket attacks, you know, the IEDs and the small arms fire, and just, you know, it was just constant. We get rocketed 3 or 4 times a day, you know.
Well, Bryce, I can tell you, you know, the wars that you guys fought and are still fighting, and the young men and women that fought in Iraq, God bless their souls, over 5,000 killed, I don't know how many wounded critically, and still goes on, but it is, it just breaks my heart that, so many young men and women that go to war like you did and have to stay there for prolonged periods of time and not really know who the enemy is, has got to really work on a person. Let's get into that. Okay, here you are, for instance, on patrol, frisking people and trying to find out if they're the enemy or not. But how do you know who's the enemy? Now, I've never been there. I was in the Navy. I went through my deal in a different deal. But I can't imagine the mental strain that was put on you every minute, every hour of the day, not knowing who's going to blow you up, if it be a child or an old man or an old woman. How does a person handle that type of pressure?
Well, Phil, the way I did it was I treated everybody as the enemy. I mean, there is really no way to tell who is harboring the Taliban or who is the Taliban or who is planting the IEDs at night to run over or who is shooting at us when we drive by. You know, I mean, we did everything we could for those people. We built them a mosque. We gave them humanitarian aid. We, you know, teach them how to use the weapons, try to build up their army. But at the same time, you know, even the army, police are embedded with Taliban. You cannot trust a single person over there. It was really tough to distinguish friend from foe over there.
I knew that there's a lot of children that always try to get to the soldiers and Marines on in country and try to get next to them for food or whatever. And did you ever do that and try to help the kids? And were they a hindrance or were they helpful, or how did that work out for you, Bryce?
The children actually were terrible. They would come up in hordes, I'm talking like an entire elementary school back home, and just come rip every piece of, you know, clothing or equipment off you that wasn't attached. And then when you leave, they throw rocks at you, you know. I mean, they throw rocks. They want, you know, they just ask you for a Pepsi or a biscuit. And you want to help them out, but at the same time, you know, it's just these guys, these little kids are even, you know, hot to throw rocks at Americans when they drive by, you know, saying that the Americans will give you whatever you want, you know, ask for whatever, they'll give it to you. I mean, it was sad because these children are actually, you know, they have no choice. You know, they're taught this way, and I mean, you feel bad, but at the same time, you also have a mission to complete and your fellow soldiers' lives to think about. So, I mean, I had to, you know, pull a trigger on a child. I would, because, I mean, who would? I still have to look out for myself and my fellow soldiers.
That is a tough mission they put you guys in. In a hostile environment, it's like being on the moon, and then to have the very people that you're trying to help try to destroy you. And case in point is Sergeant Bales, and I'm sure you heard of him, Bryce, that a month or so ago he killed a lot of women and children. And I must say that's a horrible, horrible deed, and he deserves to get what's coming to him. And we'll get on the backside of this break, Bryce, and then we got a long run, and we'll get back into this again. But folks, again, support RBN, support the sponsors. They need your help. Thank you. Bye bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thank you, folks, for standing by, and thank you very much, Bryce, for being my guest on Your Voice Counts. I appreciate it very, very much. It means the world to me, and I mean that sincerely. It just means the world to me. And I want to, again, thank Kat for her beautiful voice and her beautiful songs, and I know she's writing more songs, and I even think she's writing a special, special song for my radio show here, Your Voice Counts, on RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle the truth. Now, Bryce, we got a pretty good run here, so I would like to go back to what we were talking about with the Afghan people and Bales. Now, as I said before, I don't condone what he did, as I didn't condone the My Lai massacre. During the Vietnam War, where a village was shot up by Lieutenant Calley. But in your mind, Bryce, after being there, what were you there, 14, 15 months?
I was there for almost 13.
Okay, 13 months in combat. You're a seasoned combat vet. And here we got Bales that had spent three tours in Iraq, and then they sent him to Afghanistan when they said he wouldn't. They wouldn't. Can you understand the stress and strain under a person of his combat experience? You think you could? Can you understand him going off like that, or is there no excuse for it?
Well, I wouldn't say there's no excuse, and I can't say I can understand because, I mean, being myself a disabled combat veteran, I've learned that you can never understand what's going on in someone else's head. You know, he must have been tormented. You know, and just, you know, I don't know what was going through his head or how he felt. But at the same time, you know, I don't condone it. And I do feel bad for the guy because he took it to such extremes. And I feel bad for the families, you know, because I'm sure they were innocent civilians. You know, at least some of them. You know, But you know, I can't really say one way or the other. I do feel bad for him, but at the same time, I don't know what was going through his head.
I neither. I don't know, and I know he's locked up in Kansas in Fort Leavenworth. That's probably where he'll spend the rest of his life.
Yeah. Do I think the Army didn't give him sufficient help? Yes, I think he probably needs a lot of help.
Yes, absolutely. He needs a lot of help. Absolutely. And we got one or two callers coming up here, but first I want to go into a little bit more here. Now, you can answer this if you want to, Bryce. You don't have to. It's up to you. Did you kill anybody in service of your country in Afghanistan?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about that? Or is that work on you pretty hard?
You know, I've learned to kind of just block it out and try to forget about it. But, you know, there's some times where it does bother me, yeah. You know, I guess it's just part of the process, but it is difficult sometimes, yes.
How about your fellow soldiers? What do they feel about Afghanistan? And be as honest as you can, Bryce, about do they feel it's worth fighting these wars, or do they feel like, hey, you know, we got Osama bin Laden, and I know who killed him, and I know who killed bin Laden, and I'm not going to out the people that did it, like the President of the United States and these other people, to make headlines, because I think it's disgusting, disgraceful, despicable, treasonous, and dishonest to out the people that killed this guy. All they would have had to done is say, hey, we got him, instead of bragging about who did it, all for political gain. And not 2 or 3 weeks or a month later, we lose some of our finest people in the world in a helicopter that was shot down. And I think you'll agree with that, won't you, Bryce?
Well, yeah, I definitely agree that was a terrible tragedy. But, you know, I speak for any of the soldiers and myself. When I was over there, the consensus was, you know, to kind of put the politics out of your mind, because you had, you know, your friend to your left and right and yourself to look after. We didn't really think about really why we were there. We thought about just continuing the mission, completing it, and going home safe.
I understand that, but now that you're home and you're out of the Army, I know you spent 14 or 15 months in the Wounded Warrior program, debriefing yourself back into the civilian life. And as a sergeant, honorably discharged twice out of the United States Army, would you go back and fight another war for a country that isn't our country? And I mean that with all sincerity, because I believe that in my heart and soul. The two wars we were fighting with Iraq and Afghanistan is all for the benefit of Israel. We have bases all around surrounding Iran right now, and we have our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen all in harm's way, all for a foreign government. What are your thoughts on that, Bryce?
My thoughts are I would not go back for any amount of money. I wouldn't go back if it was the only way I'd ever go back to war is if it was on our shores. And being who we're fighting for, I can't really say, but I know it's not for the United States.
That's fair enough, Bryce. That's the fairest question as I could get out of you. And did the Wounded Warrior program after that, was it 15 months you spent there trying to get yourself back together?
It was 17 months.
17 months. And how many friends did you make there? I bet a lot of them.
Yeah, I met a lot of good people who, you know, who I would consider friends. You know, I'm still in touch with a couple of them. And, you know, I mean, they were good people.
Well, Bryce, I honor you for your service. And it is a blessing to America to have people like you that go on the military and do what they can for their country. What bothers me is when you go into the military and your country puts you in harm's way, as they did me and my shipmates and other people that we don't even know about, put you in harm's way to be murdered or slaughtered or blown up just forgotten about. No, I would never do it again either. But I do honor my... go ahead.
I was saying, well, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and when I was leaving my regular unit for the Wounded War Unit, commanding officer told me that he should have knocked me down to E1 because I could no longer catch bullets for him.
Repeat that.
My commanding officer, when I was leaving his unit for the Wounded War Unit, he told me he would have knocked me down to E1 because I was no longer able to catch bullets for him.
Boy, that's a nice way to leave the Army, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a nice farewell. That's a very nice farewell. Well, I'll tell you, you know, I know your ears are messed up, your legs and your psychic and everything else, but Bryce, remember, there's people out there that love you and care about you and honor you and respect you and always will. And always will for your service. As well as all the other people that have served their country, dead, they're long gone, and the people who will be long gone after you and I are gone and everybody else has served this country, let's just pray that we don't have to fight any more wars for Israel. Bryce, are you up to taking a call or two?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, it looks like we got James Morris from California, a great supporter. And, again, his site is ushijack.com. James, please come on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Phil. Honored to be a friend of yours. Honored to be on air with Bryce, who I salute for his courage and, you know, bravery for going over to that Afghan quagmire. I got a couple things I wanted to ask him. First of all, Bryce, I had actually been in touch with General James Jones, who was in charge of NATO and was in Afghanistan for quite some time before he went on to become the National Security Advisor for Barack Obama after he became president. And I asked him, I'd seen him on NPR, I think on Charlie Rose on PBS, and he was talking about Afghanistan and Iran, and he actually was opposed to going to war with Iran for Israel. And so I called him where he was. I think he was with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, and I was able to get through to him directly. And I asked him, I said, General Jones, you know, I just saw you on Charlie Rose last night, and I wanted to ask you, do you know why we're in Afghanistan? I said, we're basically in Afghanistan because of Israel. And he said, well, I've been Supreme Commander of NATO, and I've been in Afghanistan for quite a few years, and I don't agree with that. And I said, well, sir, you have to look at the reason we went to Afghanistan. If you look up Israel as a terrorist motivation in the index of James Bamford's A Pretext for War book, and James Bamford's the most respected intelligence writer in America, he has a chapter on the USS Liberty cover-up in his Body of Secrets book. And, you know, Jones listened to me, and I said, we got attacked tragically on 9/11 and earlier at the World Trade Center in 93 because of what we do to support Israel with regard to what Israel does to brutally oppress the Palestinian people. That was the reason we were tragically attacked on 9/11 and earlier at the World Trade Center in 93. And he listened to me. I said, we probably won't ever talk again, but do me a favor and read that book and look that up in the index, Israel as a terrorist motivation. And I think he must have, because when he went on to work for Obama as the NSA, he was trying to do more about the illegal settlement building in the West Bank, which actually Obama, pandering to the AIPAC and the rest of the Jewish lobby in America, just opposed this resolution to look into those illegal settlements at the UN. But that's a whole other story. But what I wanted to ask you, Bryce, is how many American patriots like yourself serving overseas after 9/11, first of all, even knew why 9/11 happened, again, because of support for Israel, as I told General Jones. How many even know what a neocon is, okay, a neoconservative, And you can look that up in Stephen Snagosky's The Transparent Cabal book. And I know this show's archived. That's why I'm putting all this stuff on the record. Most of them don't even know, because I'll ask the general public, and they have no idea what a neoconservative is. And that those same Jewish neoconservatives pushed us into the Iraq quagmire for Israel. And on top of that, how many Americans, like I said, patriots like you serving in Afghanistan, in Iraq, American heroes, how many would want to go there and fight there if they knew what the agenda was? Again, all in the service of Israel. And I'll finish with this question. Neocon John, as I like to call him, neocon John McCain, he puts Israel first for the neoconservatives. As I said on Russia Today, around the world last month, or the month before last, I said he's basically a mouthpiece for these neoconservative, you know, warmongers. And he put his own son on the line as a Marine in Iraq, knowing, he had to have known, that we were attacked on 9/11 tragically because of support for Israel, and he pushed that war for Israel agenda in Iraq, because he even told a group of young Jews, you can read it in Stephen Snagosky's Transparent Cabal book that I just mentioned, that it was okay for the U.S. to fight wars for Israel. You can look that up on page 112 of that book. So this guy is a traitor of the highest order. He sold out the crew of the USS Liberty, as his father did as well, as Admiral Father, as Phil knows. And here he is pushing wars for Israel. What I wanted to ask you before I go here, how do you feel when he says, again, for these same neocons that want us to stay in Afghanistan so we're there when we go to war with Iran for Israel next, how do you feel when he says, we need to stay in Afghanistan, an utter quagmire from my perspective, to succeed? What do you think about that? And how would American patriots like yourself feel if they knew it was all about Israel, Bryce?
Well, I think it's completely ridiculous. And I'm sure other soldiers would too, because that 1 year wrecked my whole life. I'm not the same person I was. I completely had to rechange and relearn how to live and how to sleep just because of that. And I think it's ridiculous. And I would never go back.
But Bryce, don't you also think it's not only the government that has been treasonous here in putting Israel's interests before America, but the media as well? I mean, I went to Washington, D.C., and Phil's going to have a guest on the show, hopefully soon, a producer who put together the documentary that just came out. It's titled Valentino's Ghost. You can go to www.valentinosghost.com, and you can see my exchange there from with Lee Hamilton in Washington saying that we were attacked on 9/11 because of Israel. Now, the media saw that exchange because it's got thousands of views. If you go to tinyurl.com/911motivation, that's the video they used for that Valentino's Ghost film. They've seen that. But they don't. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The media. Let me just quickly finish. The media had seen that, Bryce, and they don't tell the American public why we were attacked on 9/11. Again, U.S. support for Israel. Don't you think that's equally as treasonous with regard to this Israel First media?
Well, I think anything against the American people to harm or put any of our troops in harm's way is treasonous.
And not to tell the truth to American patriots like yourself who put their lives on the line in Iraq and, like you did, in Afghanistan. To basically use 9/11 as a rally around the flag effect like George W. Bush did when he was asked, you know, he basically said, after 9/11, we were attacked because of our freedom. It's one of the biggest lies in U.S. history. We were attacked because of U.S. support for Israel. Now, maybe he was too stupid to know that, but the people around him weren't. And the people that saw my exchange on C-SPAN have to have seen that, including those in the media, and they would not tell the American public, just like they won't talk about the U.S.'s liberty either. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that, Bryce. I don't want to take up all the time of the show, but you're an American patriot. Like Phil said, we love you. I can't put it any other way, and we'll do anything for you, man, including getting the truth out like we try to do weekly here.
Thank you.
Well, Bryce, that was an interesting conversation with James. And, what struck me was you said that you had to relearn things, learn how to sleep again. And how's that going for you?
Well, it's an ongoing battle that I'm dealing with, with suicidal tendencies and regret. Relationships that I have in my life are being affected. Every aspect of my life is being affected.
Well, I don't want to get too personal, but affected, and what that means to me is that Bryce, hang on, we'll come right back for the end of the show, and we'll wrap it up. But stay on board, Bryce, and again, folks, support your great sponsors on RBN, and thank you, John Stadtmiller, for keeping your voice counts on the air.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go with the last few minutes of Your Voice Counts, and I want to do thank Bryce Evan Turney, my son, for your service, your honor, and your dignity. I never knew the day you were born that you would still be fighting the war that I fought back in 1967, but you are. And I honor you, son. And stay well. Your family loves you, and your country appreciates what you do, the country that really cares. Bryce, we have another caller, Mark from Georgia. Please come online.
Hello. I'm going to get out of this just leaving the store now. There's some background noise. Hi, this is Mark in Georgia. I have gone on record with the Congress criminal that feigns to represent me, you know, the guy who's, you know, Congressman Typical, let's call him. And I have gone on record with him that I demanded to see the evidence that we were promised right after 9/11, and in far too short a period for any real investigation to happen. We were promised firm, convincing proof that bin Laden did it. And I'm like, where is it? And by the way, You can't say, oh, we found this videotape. You have to have evidence before you invade. I mean, you could send in a covert team that gathers the evidence. That's one thing. But we were shown a cheap, grainy video of somebody alleged to be Bin Laden, and it turned out that wasn't Bin Laden. So the thing is, apparently what happened, the Taliban was given some kind of body of evidence, and the Congress was given a translation. I have lawfully demanded that evidence. There has been zero disclosure of anything. And that lends the credence to the view that basically the Taliban was right in saying, you have not proven that Bin Laden did it. We can't hand him over to you. And if our Congress had the same moral courage and intestinal fortitude as the Taliban, who has been horribly vilified as, oh, these people are harboring terrorists. Yeah, but through your silence and refusal to disclose the evidence, have they not already proven that the Taliban was right in saying, we can't hand over a man that you've only accused without substantiation that he was the one responsible for masterminding 9/11. So let me be clear. I don't ask for people to agree with me. I ask them to stop and think and question, why have we never had any evidence, and I mean actual forensic evidence, implicating Bin Laden for 9/11? All we've had is trial by media. And what I've learned is that trial by media is by nature deceitful and fraudulent and simplistic in terms of we're good, they're bad, end of story. That sound about right?
Mark, you bring up a very strong conversation there. I wish we had more time to go into it.
Oh, next week.
Well, listen, I really can't believe a whole lot that comes out of my government. I mean, I love my country. I just distrust my government. And I mean that with all due respect, because they're all not that way, Mark. But do you have any questions for Bryce?
Well, like I say, he said that the reason why they, the boogeyman al-Qaeda, attacked us was because of Israel. I readily acknowledge that the plutocracy created Israel. I think we're on the same page there. Where's the proof we were promised? And if it turns out the Afghans were just defending their homeland, how can you accuse them of terrorism?
Well, hey, Mark, I hate to cut you short.
You got
to
go.
Call back again. And listen,
all right,
folks. Thank you, Mark. Call back again from Georgia. And, hey, son, thank you very much for coming on air with RBN. Took a lot of courage. It took a lot of courage for you to fight for your country. You did it honorably, and I love you. See you next week.